Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for the Alan Stock Answer on News Talk 840 KXNT and on demand at KXNT.com. Here's Alan Stock.
In a time of crisis, it's incumbent on our political leaders to put aside their differences, put aside their agendas, and come together to achieve the basics. The basics in this case include testing people who may have contracted the virus and isolating those people who have contracted the virus. It includes the need to get protective N95 masks, ventilators, and other important items to the proper points in need into the hands of those who need them the most. It means getting tests done to find the proper vaccines that will act as prevention and any medications that will heal the sick. And it means support for those who experienced rapid and devastating financial impact resulting from the crisis. It also means supporting the institutions, small businesses, airlines, and more to make sure they'll stay afloat during the quarantine and subsequent closures of businesses deemed to be non-essential. These are the most immediate charges to members of Congress and to all of our elected leaders. To not step up to address these issues at this time means being unworthy of leadership because it means not doing what's required at this most important time. Members of the U.S. Senate met over the weekend to try and hammer out legislation to address the most salient issues. They had just about come together with give and take from both sides when Nancy Pelosi returned from San Francisco. She immediately put the kibosh on any such deal and said House Democrats would unveil their own version of the stimulus bill. She wanted to make sure that whatever bill is passed is finally passed. Democrats and not Republicans nor the president would be the ones who got credit for addressing the concerns. Her attitude was similar to the president's efforts to initiate a trade deal with Canada and Mexico when she stepped in to make a minor change and then take credit for the passage of that treaty, a treaty the president had been working on since he took office. Pelosi wants to make sure that this bill would include political issues that have nothing to do with addressing this crisis. The issues she wants included political talking points the Democrats have been touting in this election year. She wants to pump more money into schools. This has nothing to do with the coronavirus crisis. She wants airlines to pay their employee a minimum of $15 an hour. Nothing to do with the crisis at hand. She wanted better bargaining power for unions. That in an appeal to Democrat voters. She wanted more environmental rules for airlines and tax credits for wind and solar power. Pelosi suggests if Republicans don't go along with her political agenda of promoting Democrat candidates for office, she'll refuse to take blame, instead throwing it off on Republicans. Democrats led by Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer are using this crisis as a political football. They're following the oft-repeated Rahm Emanuel line of not letting a good crisis go to waste. However, this good crisis is costing lives, and that seems to be of little interest to the Democrat leadership. Louisiana Senator John Kennedy, known for his folksy demeanor and his dry humor, stated, quote, "You know what the American people are thinking right now? They're thinking that the brain is an amazing organ. It starts working in a mother's womb, and it doesn't stop until you get elected to Congress," end of quote. He later added, quote, "This country is founded by geniuses, but it's being run by a bunch of idiots," end of quote. Tell it like it is, Senator Kennedy. I'm Alan Stock. Keep on thinking free.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.